effect on it. The problem we had was there was so much commercial in the area. Even the customer that put the commercial, had the contract on it, bailed 2 weeks out. So we figured the only thing we can do now with it is turn it commercial, put a small business office, something like that into it, is what we would like to do. The as you see, we've maintained the property. The property's kept up nice. But we, to do anything, to, instead of having making a house payment on it, we just need to do something different. And all the land around it is commercial anyway, and all the way up Bee Creek Road, and that's what's killed the probably the chances of selling it, because it was showed between 1 and 3 times a week through the time it was listed, and everybody's comment was, great house, great property, too busy a road. So I'm asking the committee here to let the house go commercial along with the building that the shop down below that is already commercial.
All right.
Where is the shop that white building?
Yeah, the white building down there. It's a 28 by 36.
And that is zoned?
Yeah, it was zoned when we purchased the property. It had zoned that building itself.
That whole parcel is zoned A1. Our zoning came into existence in April of 2021, and this one was zoned due to its size and not being in the subdivision as A1. I looked for any past permits on that and didn't find any kind of. So as far as zoning, the zoning for that is A1. The whole parcel.
Yeah. Excuse me a second, though. Other than we paid taxes for that building, and the county told us that building itself, not the land, but the building itself.
Yeah, we don't have anything to do with taxes with this board, my office. Taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't know what that.
Well, and that's what they told us. They said, the building is commercial, and because we asked why we're paying so much on tax, well, that your shop is commercial, and we assumed we are talking to the county on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up. I saw it in your notes.
Yeah, I didn't. I just
I see it there.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't understand either. Then they said, no, that building is a commercial. Mm-hmm. So anyway, now we all know.
Any questions from the committee on this?
Sir, do you want to clarify what you're wanting to use it for? Should you change it?
We're looking at either like a day spa type thing. It's got kind of a setup for that with the pool, a day spa, possibly even a stretch therapy that are getting new. We're even looking into possibly a nightly rental, to be very honest with you. Yeah, we have nightly rentals right across the street from us. So that's the other thing we kind of looked at. We're just looking at anything to generate an income to make its payment.
That's kind of what I was looking for, to see if the nightly rental, does that fall under C2?
Uh-huh, it does.
Okay. And as you see, there's a lot of green down Bee Creek once you hit that section of Bee Creek heading north towards Springfield. It's just all commercial, and that's what's killed the sale of the house, because everybody told every realtor the same thing.
You realize this is a recommendation to the commission. They will make the final.
Yes, I do, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Any more questions or observations?
Okay, you're going to turn this into a business.
Correct. We will actually adjust it to however we'll own the property and rent the property to whatever business. I already have one. I don't need two.
whatever the is what you can do.
Correct.
C2.
Correct.
So, but you're not going to do anything right now yourself. As far as putting a business in there?
No. I will just convert the property however I need to convert it to whatever we decide to do with the property. We just, like I said, if you can't sell it, you don't need to sit there living trying to make payments on it. So we're just trying to make it at least profit, because there's a lot of places out here looking for smaller buildings, open areas a little bit more to put a small business in, doctor's offices, chiropractors, stuff like that.
Well, there certainly is some other businesses on that.
Yeah.
Do I hear a motion?
Is there anyone to speak?
didn't listen to anybody for or against.
Do what?
Anybody for or
against. Oh, that's right. I have to ask. And I had forgotten. Thank you, George.
No problem.
Anybody else want to speak for this project? Does someone else want to speak against this project? I just assumed, I guess, George, there wasn't any. Or else I'm just pretty sharp.
Well, I have the same thing to go. If anybody else wants to speak, I'll make a motion to recommend approval.
And then thank your you. Vice chair, who's chairman, then will read your specific motion, if that's okay. Is that all right, George?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
You want to read this, Dave? You want me to read it?
I can read it. Okay. If you don't, I think.
Oh, I'm ready.
Make a motion.
I can't read, I guess.
All right. Motion to recommend approval of application number 24007 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Randy Rayner for the parcels located at 1394 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri. Parcel number 08-5.021-00-001-014.001 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Have you got that, Scott?
Yes, that's your
all right.
Deal. Got it.
Are we ready for a vote?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Did you get a second?
Yeah.
I got a second.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by raising the right hand and saying aye.
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 Against? Motion carries. We'll pass it on to the commissioners.
Which is 9 a.m. the 8th? 18th? A week from today. Next Monday.
At 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate it.
I was supposed to read the other one, Scott. I can read this one if you want me to.
The next one?
Yeah, or you do you read it first? I got it.
Yeah. Nope. That'll be good. We get to it. You're ready for a motion. You can read it.
All right. All right, we're down to number 2408 rezone.
So CKW Properties LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of two parcels, which are 08-9.0-30-000-000-008.005 and ending in 008.006, located at 2214 State Highway 248, Branson. The existing property is zoned NR1, single family, nightly rental district. The rezone request is for RV1, Recreational Vehicle District Park District. Property is served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and the City of Branson for wastewater. Your two parcels numbers are actually tracts 1 and 2 of the CKW Place subdivision, which was recorded February 20th, 2024. So this is at 248. This is Shepherd of the Hills that comes off at 248, and I've got our two parcels, tract 1, tract 2. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the charcoal color is the city limits of Branson. Green C2. This red is our NR1. This is all owned by your applicant, but just these two parcels are coming through for the rezone request. And your yellow, of course, is all R1. And I've got a few pictures.
I'm sorry, I'm a little premature. It won't take long.
That's off of the back. It's quite a rise, and that's pretty much what it looks like. So.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
You have anything you want to say on this or add further?
We had it rezoned for night lease, and at this time we have a contract to sell it, and we would like it to be rezoned back to the original on contingency of the sale.
Any questions from the commissioners? It's going back from nightly rental.
On contingency of the sale, like if it doesn't sell, you don't want it. You want it.
Correct.
We want to keep it the way it is now.
So we've got within the motion contingent on the sale of the parcels to Nick Najar. So if it closes and the county commission moves forward with that, once it would close to this gentleman or his company, then the rezone would take effect. Does that make sense?
No, but okay. But the county commission's good with it.
Right.
If they approve rezoning, then it's rezoned. And then if the guy backs out, it's rezoned.
Correct. And that's why the contingency only when the sale takes place. Because the buyer won't buy it unless it's
rezoned. The county commission's not going to hear it until something gets...
But you've entered into a contract with these people.
Yes.
On contingency.
Yes.
Contract.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to buy it unless it's rezoned.
I understand.
To that.
Okay. Well, it wasn't just throwing it out there wide open.
No, no.
Okay.
And they came to us. We didn't have it for sale, so they came to us and gave us an offer that
I see.
If we can do this, they're putting a lot of money into the project. Put new roads and everything in it and fences and everything. So they've got a lot deeper pockets than what we do to be able to get it up to where we want it right now.
Okay. Any other questions?
They're going to keep it a mobile home park.
Mobile home and RV park.
Yes.
Which is, that's what it is right now. It's just leaving it that instead of starting to build nightly rentals.
After many conversations with both the owner and the applicant, the plan was to revert it back to an RV park, but they want 15 to 20, they might speak on the exact number, full-time living or renting manufactured homes, mobile homes, which, you know, in those pictures you saw, it was a mix of both now, but that's what I was told that the development plan is, RV park with some full-time mobile home sites with mobile homes on them.
But the RVs are permanent.
Long-term as well.
Yeah, they're not nightlies. They are long-term living in the RVs.
Which currently we don't have that RV park definition in a timeline. Say they have to move in 180 days or something. We probably might hear in a few months, but.
Okay.
So are they just leasing the spot?
Yes.
They don't own the land.
Correct.
The
right.
RV sits on.
You're correct.
That's served by City of Branson. It's got the sewer out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Water District 3's got that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I think they had that back when I was with Water District 3, I believe. Any other questions or?
Board again. Anybody
want to
speak for?
Well, something like that. Have we got one back here? He looks like he's ready to go.
Call it for again. I was just kind of curious on. This parcel right here, if that was going to be...
I didn't see which...
Where it's...
The one that's in question.
This one here?
Yeah.
No.
No,
the one above it.
On that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really.